Rustar Rose painted what might be described as the iconic record of an African-American family on the Eastern Shore. She lived in the Hope House in Talbot County, a well-to-do white woman who felt at home with her African-American neighbors and employees. She was born in the late 19th century and lived during the height of segregation and Jim Crow. And while she caught many of the images, the Mone family in colorful oils, she turned to lithographs that spread a more positive image of African-Americans being portrayed in the American media. In those black and white prints, she often depicted the work and life of the black community, from a famous sailmaker to a woman washing clothes on the back porch or their child sitting quietly on the steps. Perhaps the most poignant is a lithograph of a woman sitting silently, a kerosene lamp on the table next to her. Helen Ewan with the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African American History and Culture in Baltimore.
It's the end of the day, and you can see, boy, she's worked really hard. So Rustar Rose gave honor not just to her subjects' leisure time, but also to the real work that they did and how hard they worked. You can see it in the subject's expression here.
Rose was not only someone who immersed herself in the African-American community, she attended a black congregation, the DeShields United Methodist Church in nearby Copperville. It was here that she developed what some believe may be her most important work, that of putting into images the Negro spiritual. Indeed, in the mid-1950s, James Amos Porter, considered the father of African-American art history at Howard University, considered her work to be unrivaled when it came to Negro spirituals. One of the most famous is an oil on masonite entitled Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, in which an angel comes down from the sky on a wagon as the sunlight bursts out from a cloud above, striking the worshipers below. Helen Ewan with the museum.
She would turn to the congregation and say, "What are you seeing when you sing these spirituals?" And they would describe it, and she would illustrate it, and then she'd go back and say, "Is this right?" And they'd say, "Yes, no, maybe." For example, in this one, "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot," you see an angel in a chariot sweeping down. The buggy is being drawn by a mule with wings, and the congregation actually said, "You know, that's right, because angels are white." What's interesting is that she did a version before where the angel was black, and the congregation said, "Oh, no, 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 angels are white."
In many ways, Rose could be seen as an activist spreading what she saw as a positive image of the African-American at a time of great peril. Back on the Eastern Shore, there was another event that was a reminder of the racism of the time. Exhibition curator Barbara Paca.
The weekend that she had her opening of her solo exhibition in Baltimore, and that very weekend in 1933 in Salisbury, a town close to her home, 2,000 National Guard were deployed to control a white mob who were protecting four men who were guilty of lynching an African-American man reported to have special needs. She went ahead and had her exhibition in Baltimore, which was really anyone could have burnt her house down as a kind of retribution for that.
But her art avoided the depictions that revealed the ugly side of Jim Crow and the racism that gripped the country. And she looked toward a day when segregation would disappear. Perhaps no better painting portrays this sentiment than an oil entitled The Circus that depicts a gathering of her family and her African-American neighbors. Again, Barbara Paca.
Yeah, that's a very interesting painting. Yeah, I think that really tells the whole story of living in a deeply segregated world. You have Caucasian people on the right-hand side, and then you have the African-American community on the left-hand side, all watching a kind of a circus, an old-fashioned country circus. And people are driving around in a clock-like fashion on horses and in carriages, and those people are African-American and white people completely integrated. And I think it's really suggesting that in time, we will hopefully be living in an integrated world.
While we can examine the social significance of the paintings, for the Moneys, they are a portrait not only of their family, but also, says Jeffrey Mone, a story of the African-American families who lived on the Eastern Shore.
many other African-American families who, you know, were very hardworking, and I think they, you know, elevated their stations in life, and Ruth Star Rose wanted to, you know, show, you know, a respect for not only my family, but other African-American families at that time.
The exhibit at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland African-American History and Culture will run through Sunday, April 3rd. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.